Good morning, I'm Tanya Hansen. Here are three things to know from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. One, President Trump is offering to extend temporary protections for so-called dreamers in exchange for border wall money. But Democrats aren't biting. They want him to reopen government before negotiating. Meanwhile, the partial government shutdown is now in its 30th day. Two, a 35-year-old man is dead after his car flipped over on Riverside Drive. The victim was ejected from the vehicle and fell 30 feet. It happened at West 155th Street in Washington Heights just after 4 this morning. Three, the rain falling today is expected to rapidly freeze tonight. When a deep freeze takes hold, the temperature will quickly drop below freezing this afternoon. Then a gusty wind picks up, sending the mercury plunging into the single digits with wind chills of 10 below. Sports. Reports say the Yankees and Reds have finalized a trade for Sonny Gray. The Rangers win three in a row, beating the Bruins 3-2. Venus Williams loses to number one seed Simona Halep in the third round at the Australian Open. The forecast, a winter storm warning remains in effect for northern Fairfield, Orange, Putnam, Sussex, and western Passaic counties until 6 tonight. Heavy rain at times this morning. There will still be some pockets of freezing rain and sleet north and west of 287, turning windy and sharply colder this afternoon with a high of 49 around midday, but temperatures falling into the 20s late into the day with a rapid freeze-up. Windy, bitterly cold tonight, and some clearing, a low of 6 degrees with wind chills making it feel as cold as 20 below later tonight as winds gust up to 40 miles an hour. Windy, bitterly cold tomorrow. A high of 15. Wind chills as low as 15 below. Radio.com is the exclusive streaming home of WCBS 880. Download the Radio.com app on your smartphone and ask Alexa to play WCBS 880 to listen anytime.